This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
Please be seated. Good morning. And happy Father's Day to you. And as well, I know that days like this are not always happy for everyone. So if that's you, peace be with you as well. Last week, I was at our camp, our summer camp called Camp Beckwith, and I was the dean of the senior high teenager session. It's a whole lot of fun. The theme of the week was all about the creation story. And so we had a lot of fun talking about God's creation and how God made this claim on all of creation that it is very good. But as we know, that was not the end of the story, was it? So we also talked about how Adam and Eve kind of made a mess of things pretty quickly, and they tried to hide from God because we are told they were afraid. So we also talked about the reality of fear in our lives and in creation. And I even asked the teenagers about their own fears. And we prayed about them. They were very honest about their fears, and they were very real. Fear of heights. Fear of clowns. Fear of losing someone they love. Fear of God. Fear of failure. Of the future, fear that I may be gay, fear of being left alone. And I suspect if we are honest as those young adults were, we would probably be able to say, yeah, me too, with some of those, and add our own fears to the list. I mean, after all, there is a lot in the world to be afraid of, which is probably why the most common command from God in the Bible, do you know that the most common command from God in the Bible is do not be afraid? It's also why I think this proclamation of peace be with you, that is proclaimed on Easter Day and also in this gospel, why that is so powerful. And is to know that that kind of peace is available to us can calm our fears as well. But rather than talk about all kinds of fear, let's focus in on the specific kind of fear that is the point of today's gospel. You see, until today, Jesus has basically kind of been working in the neighborhood, so to speak. He's been moving around in the towns and villages of friendly territory, visiting places that the disciples knew quite well, and that's all about to change when Jesus turns around and looks at them, and he looks across the lake, and he says, "Let's go over there." It's not hard to imagine that the disciples' anxiety and fear began to rise a little bit as they shoved off from shore. They were actually leaving all that was familiar. Maybe they were even second-guessing that day when Jesus said, "Follow me," and they said, "Yes." This, then, is the fear that hits us whenever we shove off, so to speak, from the shore, or maybe we're shoved off. The child leaving for college, another child going to a new school, a family moving to a new city, being told that you have to move from your home into a nursing home, losing someone that you love, times when we are asked to cross the stormy sea of change. And all that means, we shove off. We're out there into the unknown, too far from the shore to go backwards, and we don't know what else is in front of us, and that's when the fear kind of gets hold of us. It happens in churches, too. Right? I mean, one of the most common questions I get is, "Bishop, tell us how we can grow." And my immediate reply is, "Well, tell me what you're willing to change." And you know what happens? Everybody starts looking down at the floor. Right? You can almost feel the faces go blank as I ask that question, and you can almost feel the waves and the storm start to brew. "Oh, we don't want to go over there." That's the fear that comes with change. It's a part of life. And the storm is not just a weather event, it's an event in our soul. But here's the good news. A lot of times that kind of fear is not due to the lack of faith, it's as a result of faith. It's the kind of faith that enables us to shove off into the unknown in spite of our fears, to keep at the sails, to hold together, to trust each other, and to trust in the power of Jesus right in our midst when we're not even sure he's there. Kind of like the disciples. And to hone in on this gospel just a little bit more. The problem with this gospel, when it says over there, it's not so much about a place. It's about the people who lived over there. You see, in the first century, the Sea of Galilee, this lake, was a natural divide between the Jews who lived on one side and the Gentiles who lived on the other side. In other words, the people over there were aliens, pagans, foreigners, people that didn't look like them, worship like them, vote like them, believe like them, people that they had even been told by religion and religious leaders that were cursed and didn't belong to God. That's who lived over there. You see, it's no wonder they were afraid. It's always safer to stay on our side, whether it's on our side of the sea, our side of the neighborhood, our side of the church. See, such division is true today just as it was back then. You see, in Jesus' time, the rich lived behind walls and the poor lived on the street. The clean did not associate with the unclean. The righteous did not mingle with sinners. The lines were clearly drawn, and no one dared to cross to the other side. No one, that is, except for Jesus. Jesus called his friends in the boat to go over there, and he calls us to do the same, to go over there, wherever there may be for us. It might be a friend whom you become estranged with. It might be a type of person that we are afraid to be associated with. It might be people that some religious folk will even curse and condemn. Can you imagine that? But that's where we're called to go. And in so doing, Jesus invites us to take the healing power of God and God's love to whomever needs it. To cross over the mistrust, the arrogance, the ignorance that often separates from us each other. And to do our best to restore the unity between God and all of God's creation that is still very good. In our prayer book, you know what the mission of the church is? To restore unity with each other and with God. Which means, in my mind, for us Episcopalians, that being right about something is secondary to staying together. And this kind of faith, this kind of courage still goes on. Can you imagine that? Just look around. Y'all might know that the word that we use for a church where you sit is called a nave. It's also a word that means boat. So do you want to know where the disciples are? Right smack here in the boat. In St. John's. The last few years, you met this enthusiastic, excited priest who stood up and said, "Let's go over there." She ain't Jesus. No. But y'all have been busy going over there. We just looked at I remember 5 years ago what this building looked like. And now you're opening it up to children in the neighborhood who need a safe place to be during the day. You've opened your heart to new things. You have opened up your pews to new people. Some of y'all are new around here. Y'all, this is exciting. It's good news. You're doing it. So thank you. And I'd also be willing to bet for some of us it's been a little bit scary because it means change. You see, following Jesus is not always easy because it means that we're called to shove off from the shore, to leave our church, and to go out there. Following Jesus can mean standing up against the powerful forces of this world. Following Jesus can mean sailing through the most powerful fears in our own lives. But remember that this fear of which we speak is not because you lack faith. It is because you have faith. See, sometimes our fear is a sign that we are doing exactly what God wants us to do. That our fear, we're going exactly where God wants us to go. Simply trusting that God will be with us. You see, that's it. That's what we're about to celebrate in this baptism. That God is with Maddie forever. That God is with Summer and Susan and Tim and Kim forever. That's God's claim on their lives, and that's God's claim on your life. Whether you're sitting at home on the sofa or sitting in a pew in church, whether you're being battered to death by the storms of life, or you might even be scared to death that you're going to drown. I don't know what sea of uncertainty you're sailing right now in your own life. I don't know how your faith may be calling you to something new. I don't know how God may be asking you to work on a little forgiveness with someone in your life. But as you step out of this boat into this week before you, go forth knowing this. God's got you. God is with you. And nothing can separate you from the saving reach of God's love. Not the chaos of life, not our fears, not even death itself. No matter where you go, no matter what you face, God will find you, and God will never lose you.